Intro. Welcome. This lesson is called Mikey B. Blueprint. Sequence: a rave piano stab run in Ableton Live 12 for bright drum and bass tension. It's a hands-on beginner walkthrough showing how to program a short, punchy piano stab run that cuts through at 174 BPM and creates that bright, tense DNB vibe. We'll use only Ableton Live 12 stock devices and a simple, repeatable workflow, so you can drop these runs into edits and DJ tools. What you will build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a 1-2 bar rave piano stab run in ascending 16th/32nd pattern designed for 174 BPM drum and bass. A posh channel strip using sampler or simpler, EQ8, saturator, compressor or glue, short reverb and utility. A MIDI clip with velocity shaping, tiny humanization and optional glide for legato feels. A ready-to-drop audio or MIDI loop that sits bright and tense in a full mix. Before we start, set Ableton to 174 BPM. Use sampler if you have it. If not, use simpler in classic mode and follow the simplified envelope steps. Step 1. Create the instrument track. Create a new MIDI track. Drop sampler onto the track, or simpler in classic mode. Load a short piano sample, Ableton's grand piano or a single piano hit. Aim for a medium bright sample with a clear attack. Step 2. Configure sampler for a stab sound. Set the amplitude envelope for a tight stab. Attack between 0 and 5 milliseconds. Decay around 120 to 220 ms. Sustain very low or off. Release 30 to 60 ms. Turn off long loop points and keep the sample start near the attack. If you want glide, enable glide or portamento on the sampler. Set mode to mono or legato and choose a small glide time 8 to 40 milliseconds. If you prefer clean stabs, keep it polyphonic. Step 3. Shape tone for brightness at EQ8 after sampler. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz to remove sub-energy. Lift between roughly 2.5 and 5 kHz by 2 to 4 dB with a wide Q for presence. If it's muddy, dip around 300 to 500 Hz. Next, add saturator with 1 to 3 dB of drive. Try analog clip or soft sign. Use dry slash wet around 30 to 60% so you add harmonics without harshness. Step 4. Add transient and space control. Place a compressor or glue compressor after saturator. If you plan to sidechain to drums, enable sidechain now. Pick the drum bus and use a fast attack with a medium release to carve space. Add a short reverb plate or small room decay between 0.3 and 0.6 seconds, predelay 10 to 20 ms, and keep the sand or wet level low, 5 to 20%. Finish with utility. To control width, keep width around 85 to 100% so the piano stays centered with a touch of spread. Step 5. Create the MIDI clip and choose key. Create a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip and set the grid to 1/16 or 1/32. Choose a key that fits your track. C minor is a classic rave choice. If you want to lock notes to a scale, add Ableton's scale device. Step 6. Sequence the run. This is the heart of the blueprint. For bright DNB tension, build an ascending run. Start on the root or a chord tone, then move up with 1/16th or 1/32nd notes. Example patterns. 1 bar, a downbeat 1/16 root followed by 3 descending 1/32s, or 8 1/16 ascending notes, diatonic or chromatic, finishing on a higher chord tone. Draw short notes to match the sampler envelope, so they don't overlap unless you want legato with glide enabled. Vary velocities. Hit the downbeat hard, velocity 100 to 127, and make passing notes lower, around 70 to 95, to emphasize leading tones. For humanization, nudge a couple of offbeat notes slightly back, 8 to 12 milliseconds, to create tension but keep main hits quantized. Step 7. Add expression. Pitch bend and subtle modulation. Add a small pitch bend on the final note 10 to 40 cents upward to give a little wobble or pull into the next section. Alternatively, use sampler's pitch envelope with a tiny amount and a very short decay for a quick upward flick at attack. Step 8. Glue it into the mix. Use drum bus or a gentle side-chained compressor to make space for drums. Side-chain the piano to the kick/snare bus with a medium ratio and fast release so the stab breathes with the beat. Test the run with your drum loop and adjust EQ and saturator until the piano sits clear and bright. Step 9. Export or bounce the loop. When you're happy, freeze and flatten the instrument to audio or export the loop as a 1 or 2 bar WAV. Save dry and wet versions if you can. Dry for edits, wet for transitions. Common mistakes to avoid: long decay or too much reverb. This muddies the stab and kills punch. Too much low end. Always HBF around 80 to 120 Hz to avoid clashing with bass and drums. Identical velocities. Run sound lifeless without velocity variation. Overwide stereo and low mids can cause mono collapse on club systems. Excessive saturation adds harshness. Use subtle drive. Pro tips: layer a subtle bright synth and octave up very low and level to fatten the top end without adding mud. Use a short reverb pre-delay of 10 to 20 ms to separate attack from tail. Duplicate the piano into a wet version with longer reverb for transitions and automate it in when needed. Try different modal flavors with the scale device Dorian or harmonic minor. Change the tension. Save your sampler preset and the MIDI clip as a template for quick reuse. Mini practice exercise: create two-bar variations at 174 BPM. A tight run, a one-bar ascending 1/16 run. Short notes, no glide, minimal reverb. Save as MIDI clip A. B lead run, a 1.5-bar ascending 1/32 run ending with a pitch bend and slight glide, at 15% reverb and a separate wet layer. Save as MIDI clip B. Export both as WAVs and drop them under a standard DNB, amen or break. Compare how they sit and tweak velocities and EQ until each is clear with the drums. Recap: you set up sampler or simpler with a short amp envelope, EQ'd and saturated for presence. Sequenced an ascending short note MIDI run with velocity and tiny timing humanization. Added pitch and glide for expression, and integrated the stab into the mix with sidechain and short reverb. Save your MIDI clips and exported loops, so you can build a small library of stab runs for edits and DJ tools. Final coaching note: think of the piano stab as a percussive lead. Its job is to cut through and create harmonic tension, not to be a full chordal instrument. At 174 BPM, short envelopes and tight timing are essential. Trust your ears' small tweaks to decay, velocity and timing are what turn a lifeless stab into a club-ready run. Practice quick variations and save your best presets for fast edits. That's the Mikey B Blueprint. Go build, tweak, and drop it into your edits.